From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Shakespeare at the Bar and other ways theater advocates made North Texas shows more accessible this year. First, this week's installment of our American Graduate Series, Generation One. There's a school in Fort Worth with about 500 students, and not one of them has been in the U.S. more than a year or two. Stella Chavez takes us to the International Newcomer Academy.
At one table inside a sixth grade classroom, a boy from Afghanistan sits across from a couple of girls from Nepal. Next to them, a girl from Mexico. They're all working as a team.
This is where you show me if you can take what you remember from Monday, Tuesday, and earlier today, read in English, speak in English, and write in English, and work together to solve the puzzle.
That's teacher Jacqueline Santilli. She's explaining how to do what's known as a vocabulary jigsaw. The kids are in groups of four. Everyone gets a card containing a set of clues to help them figure out words. At this table, the phrase has something to do with demographics.
Two words, the first starts with a B.
B?
Yes, B.
When students interact with each other, they learn by hearing the information and sharing it. This exercise also builds empathy, Santilli says, because kids realize they're all going through the same struggle.
The second word starts with the R.
11-year-old Devani Lopez Fragoso reads the next clue. Finally, it clicks.
Birth rate.
Look. She's saying birth rate. Then, a smile and a giggle. Just a few months ago, she and her family arrived from Monterrey, Mexico.
It's very good because when I come in, I don't know nothing of English, and now I know more.
Devani says school is different here. It's hard. She struggles with pronunciation. And she wishes she could see all of her relatives like she did in Monterrey. There is a bright side, though.
Because here the school is, like, good, and over there is...
She describes school there as ugly and talks about the lack of security. Here, she feels safe, and that's true of a lot of these 500 or so kids. A number of them are much older than usual for their grade. Ninth grader Yanet Hernandez, who's 18, arrived in March.
In Mexico, it's really bad, the situation, like economic, like the problem with the safe.
Over and over, these kids talk about safety. Yanet's mom didn't want her only daughter to come to the U.S. at first. Yanet tears up as she explains in Spanish.
Mi mamá no quería que yo tuviera problemas.
Then, Yanet says, gunmen held up her mom's convenience store while they were both inside. They decided she'd be better off living with her aunt and uncle in Fort Worth. Amanda Bradley is the Dean of Instruction at the International Newcomer Academy.
We understand that they are coming from war-torn countries and that they have a story that they want to tell. And we try and make sure that we really recognize their culture, that they're adding something to our school, you know, and not just becoming an American, but also that they bring a lot with them.
Most of the kids just spend a year here before going to their local middle or high school. There are about a dozen or so newcomer programs in Texas and more than 60 in the country. Julian Vasquez-Heilig, a national education researcher, says a visit to the Fort Worth Academy convinced him that separate schools for immigrant students can work as long as they have high-quality teachers and innovative approaches.
And I was sitting at one of the tables, and there was dictionaries, nine different dictionaries in nine different languages stacked in the middle of the table.
This fall, teachers have been focusing on getting kids to pick up books on their own. In the first 6 weeks of the semester, 4,000 books were checked out compared to a few hundred last year. There are successes, but these kids have a long way to go. In the 2012-2013 school year, only two students out of 135 passed English 1 on the statewide STAR tests. Last school year, Principal Rodrigo Durbin says 11 did.
These are brand new students coming in. Only been here 8 months, 9 months, and their expectation is they're going to pass ninth grade English 1. So it's very challenging, especially for our campus and then also those students.
Durbin says that's why the school gives these kids opportunities they never imagined would be possible in their native country, like thinking about going to college. Yanet Hernandez gets emotional when asked about her plans after high school.
Porque yo quiero ir a TCU.
After a visit to TCU, she brought home a memento with her name on it. It's hanging in her bedroom, a daily reminder of her ultimate goal. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
To see other stories and videos in this series, go to generation1.kera.org. As 2014 winds down, KERA's Art and Seek will be recapping the year with North Texas arts writers. First up in our Critics' Choice series, Mark Lowry. He's co-founder of the website TheaterJones.com, and he reviews theater for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Mark Lowry, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
Thanks for having me, Anne.
You have been to some pretty unusual places to watch theater this year. Recently, you were even in a bar.
Right. One of the exciting things that happened this year was a new event called Shakespeare in the Bar. They've done two of them so far at the Wild Detectives at Oak Cliff. And so the one I went to was recently, and it was Love's Labor's Lost, and it truly was barely rehearsed. And they even made a drinking game out of it. One of the things was if an actor calls line, everyone drinks. And that happened a few times. But what was exciting about it is that I'm guessing there were 200 people out there watching. It was overpacked. There were people in the alley, but it was very, very well received.
Now, is that part of a bigger trend?
It is. From what I'm seeing this year, these younger kids want a different way of experiencing theater. They don't necessarily want to sit in a seat for 2 hours and not be able to have, you know, a beer or a drink and watch a traditional show.
This year, we have been seeing a lot more new work and work that is being created here.
I agree. And a lot of the new work, these new plays, were being produced by the professional theaters. You often see that in the smaller theaters, but for a professional theater with a large budget to really put their money and their effort behind some of these plays is exciting. So we saw this at Kitchen Dog Theater with Matt Lyle's Barbecue Apocalypse. We saw it at Second Thought Theater with a play called Booth, which was a recipient of the Donna Wilhelm New Works Fund from TACA. And there were, I could go on, there were probably 10 other really well done new plays happening across the Metroplex this year.
And more to come. The Dallas Theater Center is doing an original production in January.
Exactly, with Stagger Lee. And they have they're part of the Rolling World premiere with Colossal later on in the season. And they've been doing this for several years now. And that's all to Kevin Moriarty's credit. So expect, you know, more of that.
You've seen more than, 150 theater performances this year?
Probably about that many, yes.
What topped your list this year?
It's The Brother Size at Jubilee Theater in Fort Worth. It was directed by Trey Garrett. This play is a beautiful lyrical work. It's a really great piece about brotherhood, and it speaks to what's happening with young Black males. The protests are happening around the country with the Garner case. It really, really sort of speaks to you in a way, you know, I didn't expect.
Mark Lowry, thank you so much for stopping by the KERA Newsroom.
Thanks for having me, Ann.